Heavenly Father, we ask for the anointing of your Holy Spirit upon us. Open my lips that only your word would be spoken. Open our ears that only your word would be heard. Soften our hearts that we may understand your truth, turn to you, and be healed. This we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to join me in our Bibles. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. In the Red Pew Bible, this is page 1105. Page 1105. We are continuing to talk about living biblically, and particularly because of being in this Advent season, or this season of Lent. Particularly paying attention to spiritual disciplines. We're going to talk today about prayer. And so if you're going to have any kind of a teaching on prayer, it's always good to start where someone asked Jesus a direct question. Lord, teach us to pray. And so that's where we're going to turn today. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation. And he said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give you anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impotence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the word of the Lord. Well, when I began preparing for this teaching, the idea of prayer came up pretty early, actually a couple weeks ago. And yet again, when you're going to teach on prayer, you might as well start with the direct teaching of Jesus, since it's something he specifically addressed. And so as we consider spiritual prayer, we want to specifically look at the Lord's Prayer, what he taught his disciples, and by that also taught us how to pray. As I was preparing this, I thought, okay, I'm going to prepare a teaching on the Lord's Prayer. Then I started getting into it, and I said, well, there's just too much here, so maybe I'll just take a couple verses and go through. So I started working on that, and I again got to the point of saying there's too much here. I can only focus on one little verse. And so that's what we're going to focus on today. Simply, give us this day our daily bread. Pretty simple. Give us this day our daily bread. Now the question is twofold. One, what did Jesus mean when he said it to the disciples? But then also, what do we mean when we say it? How often we say this prayer, we just kind of rattle it off our lips, it just flows out, and do we think about what it is that we are really saying? Well, this morning we want to do that. What is it that we are asking for when we say to the Lord, give us this day our daily bread? Well, the obvious meaning of the verse is that we are asking God to give us each day what we need for that day. And so bread, give us this day our daily bread, is really a symbol in this respect for material needs that we have. Certainly for food, for shelter, for clothing, for money, for good health. We're asking, Lord, this day, please give me all the things that I need. And this is a traditional reading meaning, and certainly it is a valid one, that God would give us what we need. One part of that, though, is to think about the simplicity of this prayer. How often we pray for things and then we tell God how to answer our prayer. Lord, I need this, and by the way, here's how you can go about doing it. Lord, so-and-so is out of trouble, and this is what you can do to help them feel better. And we start this list of the this, this, and that, and that. And yet, what a blessing it would be simply to trust the Lord and say, Lord, you know what I need. That's what the scriptures say. He knows what we need before we ask. Lord, simply give me this day what you know that I need. And I'm going to leave the details to you. One of my favorite stories is about a couple monks who each had a tree that they planted. And the one monk planted this tree, and then he said, oh, Lord, please send rain for the needed water. Then he said, Lord, please send sunshine. And then had bugs, Lord, please send frost, you know, to kill off the bugs. And okay, now, Lord, more sunshine and more rain. Well, the tree died. Ended up dying. The other monk had this tree, and it was doing great. It was flourishing. So the first monk says to the second, what's going on here? Mine died, and yours is doing fine. And the second monk said, well, look, I just said to the Lord, Lord, you created this tree. You know what it needs. Please just give it what it needs. And he did. And the tree was doing fine. What a blessing it is, the simplicity of that prayer. Lord, I'm just going to leave the details to you. Just please give me today, each day, what you know that I need. And so maybe that is what we are thinking about when we pray. Lord, please give us this day our daily bread. There is another part of that, however, we need to take into consideration. And again, this is reflecting on the biblical support for this passage of Jesus. He didn't just make this up. There's an Old Testament passage that is referenced to it, that Jesus knew it. He probably had this in mind as well. But the idea is that we're not just asking the Lord would give us what we need for this day, but we're also asking he doesn't give us more than we need. Doesn't give us more than we need. This is Proverbs chapter 30, verse 8. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? So you see what the scriptures are saying there. It says, pray we get enough, but not too much, Lord, because then we tend to get puffed up. We start putting faith in our riches, and we tend to forget God. That's why Jesus said how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because why? When we get full up in riches, you know, we start to set our heart on them. Which Paul says, don't do that. So when we're praying, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. It's not just give us what we need, but also don't give us too much. Now, for those of you who are in the habit of buying lottery tickets, maybe God is telling you, I have a plan for this. But realize, if you're buying lottery tickets all the time and you're praying this prayer, you're basically praying against winning the lottery in that respect. Do you understand how that is working? Buying lottery tickets, I want to, you know, be a millionaire, and yet every week I'm praying, Lord, please give me just this day my daily bread. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. Give me enough, Lord, but not too much, lest I become puffed up and I forget you. So what an important lesson that is. So this is the simple meaning of the verse. Lord, we just pray that you would just give us what we need today. You know what that is, and we will trust you for the details. However, this is not the full meaning of that text. It would sound pretty simple. Give us this day our deal. I mean, how much more simple can you get than that? Well, there's a difficulty here, and the difficulty is we look at the original Greek of these manuscripts. So we look at what does this say in Greek? In other words, Jesus, we believe, spoke in Aramaic. That was the common language. Luke and also Matthew, which has the parallel text for this, were written in Greek. And now here we are reading it in English. So what's the problem? The problem is when you say, give us this day our daily bread, the word daily is not a real word. It's not a real word. It was a made-up word. It's nowhere in the Greek dictionary. It's nowhere else in all of Scripture. Just in Matthew and Luke, where they talk about the Lord's Prayer, that's the only place this word shows up. So basically what we're saying is, give us this day our epiousion bread. That's the Greek word, epiousion. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Give us this day our epiousion bread. Now you'd look and say, well, what is it? Well, let's look at a Greek dictionary, right? It's not in the dictionary. Let's look at some Greek manuscripts. It's not there. It is truly a made-up word. Give us this day our epiousion bread. Well, that kind of complicates things, because then the scholars look and say, well, okay, so what did this word mean? Now, as you can see, some came to the English and said, we believe it's daily. Give us this day our daily bread. One thing we know is that it does not mean daily, because there's other words that could have been used. And so the most obvious choice is not the grammatically correct one in terms of the text. Now, some scholars then look at the roots of the word, because words are always made up of different roots, and they look at the roots, and some believe, based on that, that what this word really means is give us our sufficient bread, or give us our necessary bread for the day. That's kind of nice. That's kind of fits. Okay, kind of the same idea. Give us what we need for today. Give us our sufficient or necessary bread that we need for today. However, this has led other scholars to believe that maybe Jesus wasn't talking about material bread. Maybe he was talking about spiritual bread. And to be consistent with the rest of the Bible, whenever we're confused and we see a verse or a word, what we do is we look and say, where else is it used in Scripture? In this case, it's only two places, Matthew and Luke, both the Lord's Prayer. Nowhere else. So that kind of stymies us there. So then we look at the other context of things, particularly the word bread. How is bread used? Give us this day our epiousion bread. And this has led some scholars to believe that, in fact, God was talking about spiritual matters, not physical matters. Well, where does that come from? Well, in one respect, the bread could be a symbol for the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus quotes from Deuteronomy 8:3, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So maybe that's what Jesus was talking about, that bread symbolizes the Word of God. Give us this day our daily word that we need from God. That could be. But then in John 4:34, Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." Remember, the disciples came to him at the well. They wanted to give him something to eat. And he says, "I've already had food. I've already had lunch. What is your lunch?" "To do the will of my Father." And so in that respect, bread could be a symbol for being obedient to the Father's will and doing the Father's will, as Jesus used it in John chapter 4. But then in John chapter 6, verses 27 to 35, we hear the famous teaching about Jesus, about bread. He says, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." The Son of Man will give you this bread that is for eternal life. And then he goes on to say an amazing statement, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven." Remember Moses in the wilderness? They had the bread. It came down for each day. But what happened? It didn't last. And people ended up dying in the wilderness. But if you eat this bread that I will give you, you will live forever. And so in that respect, Jesus is talking about bread and specifically about himself. And so bread can be the symbol for the very presence of Jesus. Now we also see that in Holy Communion. We believe the doctrine of the presence of Christ. He said, "This is my body." Now, maybe we didn't think about this, but it's no coincidence that we say the Lord's Prayer just before we enter into communion. Now, there's various reasons for that, but one specifically is because of this verse, "Give us this day our daily bread." And then we enter into bread, where we hold it up and say, "The body of Christ." So give us this day our spiritual bread. Give us this day the bread that came down from heaven. Give us Jesus. Now, the spiritual interpretation of this verse is supported by Jerome, Saint Jerome, who back in the 5th century, actually early 400s, if you go over to Jerusalem in Bethlehem, there's the church there, the church in the Nativity, and then kind of off to a side is a little cave, and it's a great place, but that's supposedly where Jerome, that was his office. And he went from Rome, he went and spent, I don't know how many years in the Holy Land, in Bethlehem, translating the sacred text of Scripture into Latin. It's today known as the Latin Vulgate. Jerome is the one who did that. He did it about, 300 or so years after these texts were actually written. Now, we may think, well, 300 years is a long time, but look at it. We're looking back now 2,000 years. So he was a lot closer to the original text than we are today. He probably had some of them, and we don't have any of those today. And he's also within the culture. He was able to go around and ask people, what would this have meant, this particular word? And he would have gone up to some Greeks, and they said, well, I don't know. I've never heard of such a word. Where'd you get that? And so Jerome, to support this idea, Jerome, when he was writing the Latin Vulgate, he translated it, give us this day our supernatural bread, or supersubstantial bread. Isn't that interesting? So today in the Latin Vulgate, you'll see that translation. In fact, as I was doing research on this, I was looking at the different websites, and there was a website of the Catholic Church. And in that, what's this word? And the interpretation it gave was it means supernatural bread. They're going all the way back to St. Jerome. So I thought, well, isn't that interesting? Supernatural bread, bread of the presence, goes back to the temple. Remember that? So what we thought was a really straightforward passage. I mean, how much can you get out of that? Which is it? Are we simply talking about our material needs? Are we talking about the Word of God? Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Are we talking about doing God's will? As Jesus said, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me. Or are we talking about the very presence of Jesus, the bread that came down from heaven, the bread of life? Which one is it? Well, it's very important for us to look back and try to understand what did Jesus mean when he said these words. And we said it in Aramaic, then it was translated into Greek, and now we're trying to read it in English. But what did he really say? But more importantly is the question, what do we mean when we say it? And if we mean simply, Lord, please give me today the things, the material things that you know that I need, would be what's in our heart, and that would be the meaning that we apply to it. Now, we want to go back and say, well, but what would Jesus, doesn't that matter to us what Jesus would have meant to the disciples, that we would then realize that in our own hearts, that maybe I'm thinking either far too much or far too little. So what does it mean to me in my heart when we say it today? Lord, give me this day our daily bread. That's what's really important. So that's the question before us today. What do we mean? What do we mean? Is it simply, give me today the things, the material things that I need, food, clothing, shelter? Now, as I do, I took this to the Lord, trying to figure out, you got this word, epiousios, epiousion. It's like, Jesus, what did you mean when you said that? So I went to Jesus. I talked to him like he's alive. Isn't that amazing? I said, Jesus, what did you mean when you said this to your disciples? And it took a couple days. But finally came back to me. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to tell your people about this? And he gave me this message to give to you. And it begins with this. You all have a problem. You have a problem. Doesn't sound very pastoral, does it? Jesus is saying, tell them they've got a problem out there. We have a problem. We have a problem. Jesus said that our fear is so often we think that we're asking God for too much. Isn't that true? I don't want to ask for too much, Some people say, I want to save it up. You know, something, I really need something, then I'll come to God. But, you know, a parking place in Ingles, no, I don't want to bother God. He's got other things, other people, to really problems, right? Isn't that our tendency, is to say to God, well, Lord, we're afraid of asking for too much. And Jesus said, tell my people, it's not that they ask and expect too much. It's that you ask for too little. You ask for too little. You expect too little. That's what he said. Ouch. We expect too little from God. He's waiting to pour out these blessings upon blessings. What did we hear in our reading? How much more does the Father want to heap on us? Not only all that we need, if we seek first his kingdom, all these things will be given us beside. He says, how much more will he give the Holy Spirit, the very presence of Christ, to those who ask him? And we're asking for paying bills or, you know, lunch. We ask far too little. God's ready to give us so, so much more. And so I believe that's the message for us today. What do we mean in our heart when I say, give us this day our daily bread? Am I simply asking for lunch, for food, for shelter, for clothing? Am I asking for a fresh word from God? Yes. Am I asking the ability to do the Father's will? Yes. Am I asking for the very presence of the risen Jesus Christ in my life each and every day? And the answer is yes. 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 So, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day Jesus. Not that we want too little from God, but that we want all that God wants to give us, to set our hearts on fire, because we want all of him, and he wants all of us. Give us this day Jesus. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is upon us. And as long as we have Jesus, the best is yet to come. Because God really does love us more than we can imagine. Would someone please close us in a prayer?